Okay, so I want to ask the question that's not very politically correct, I don't think, and it's pretty controversial, which is, why is Ellen Powell running this site? She's never been CEO of a company, I think, at this point. This is her first job as CEO. And if you were going to think about who the worst person you could match with this community would be, I think you would be hard-pressed to find another executive in Silicon Valley who would be the antithesis of what this community would want in a leader. She's quiet. She's, I guess, in the bucket that most people would say social justice warrior. And then you have this other contingent that's incredibly loud on Reddit, which is provocative, pushing the line of free speech, pushing the lines of offensiveness. How much of this is Ellen Powell's fault because she's not qualified? How much of it is she's getting beat up and she shouldn't be beat up? I mean, this is the topic, I think, that is the key here. Is the community ever going to accept Ellen Powell?
Well, I think
in general, before somebody smarter says something for me, the things you said, the contrast is also a business decision. You can't say you have a group of animals and you're going to let another animal run that business. You would want someone structured and someone a little bit removed from that environment to try and get it stable and have some kind of structure to it. That's the only thing I could say in her defense to what you just asked the question.
Well, yeah, and I'm not. What I'm trying to get at is she the right person for the job?
I think very few people are the right person
for that job.
So I don't think it's necessarily a failing of Ellen Powell.
Right.
It's just that I think very few people have that innate understanding of communities, and that's why most communities like this that grow, and it tends to be the founder who has been there since day one, who has nurtured it and stuck with the community and kind of knows it in and out, who usually is able to get it through times like this. And I know Alexis, who's one of the co-founders, and he's a pretty
good guy.
And
he's working there now.
Yeah, and he's back there now. I know that he did kind of piss some people off with some of his kind of flippant comments, but it does seem like he's trying to, you know, take the trust that the community has in him as the founder and someone who's been there since the beginning to kind of help them get through this. I will say, you know, I think that the fact that there is, there is a misogyny problem on Reddit.
For sure.
Amongst other problems.
Well, I mean.
So I think having someone who is outspoken as a feminist may be a good thing for a community like that. But, you know, I think that there are very, very, very few people, like I said earlier, who have the qualities to be able to manage a community of this size that is very unruly, and that it's not just they don't just want one thing. It's a lot of different things and different communities that all may want different things. And to kind of make all those people happy is very, 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 very hard.
Christina, what are your thoughts on Ellen Powell and the job she's done as the interim CEO of Reddit?
I think the Reddit's whole kind of management structure has been kind of, you know, a cluster of frack, you know, kind of for quite some time. I mean, I don't think Yashan did a great job. And I think that when things started to kind of get really, you know, publicly look really bad, I think that his response was bad. I don't think that her status as an investor, I don't think necessarily qualifies or unqualifies her. I don't know how good of a cultural fit she is with Reddit. I don't get the sense that she's really somebody who's part of the community. I don't think that her being a woman or being, you know, Ellen Powell, again, disqualifies her. What I will say is I was bothered by kind of an interview she gave to Mike Isaac of the New York Times when this happened, where she kind of was kind of flippant and said, you know, the majority of the community doesn't care about these blacked out subreddits. They don't care about Victoria. And saying that, I mean, she should have just kept her mouth shut and not said anything about Victoria at all. Just you know, stayed out of it and just said, we're trying to, you know, respond to the community and you know, do what we can to get things running again, rather than being so flip about, oh, well, you know, the vast majority of the people who come to the site don't care about this. Because to me, that just is completely, proving that she's not connected to the community, which to me just kind of leads me to think she's not a great cultural fit.
Yeah, that's what the sense I get is she does not have any interest in being part of that community. It's a job to manage it, but if you're not in that community,
you kind of have to be participating.
You have to be a participant.
Well, it's just
right?
In the same way that if you want to be the CEO of Twitter, you probably should be active on Twitter.
Right.
If you want to run Gmail, it'd be good if you use Gmail. Right.
Yeah, and I think that you know, we've seen communities revolt before. And we saw Dig, right? The Dig community revolted. And that was 6-7 years ago.
I mean, it was really the reason I think Reddit made it to the next level,
yeah,
right? They went away. Everybody went to Reddit.
Yeah,
it is.
And it's, you know, and it's funny to see that there are a few kind of Reddit clones that are, I think, trying to
vote,
I think, is one of them.
Take advantage of the situation.
But was it you that said, I mean, how even, I mean, should, you know, should something like Reddit even be a for-profit centralized enterprise? Maybe it should be like a decentralized protocol that just organizes communities and people.
Well, I mean, it is, it does seem to me that the game of Reddit is to see how far you can push the envelope and how non-corporate you can be. And I think Steve Huffman and Alexis both understood that.
Yeah.
And they kind of let the community push the boundaries and said, yeah, we understand that this last 5% over here, the majority of us don't like, but it is free speech.
Yeah.
And so if you want to talk about dead babies, it's pretty horrific, but comedians make jokes about those things, and ambulance, you know, people, you know, have to deal with babies dying, and there's a place in the world for people to talk about this horrific subject. But they just recently went, I don't know, a month ago, and started getting rid of certain subreddits that had to do with hate.
Yeah, they banned a few.
Like, I hate fat people.
Yeah.
And I'm a fat person, and I got a problem with that. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody lately just needs to, like, take a breath and make fun of their mom or something, because everybody is so insane about this offends me, that offends me. Like, everything's offensive to somebody. But, again, we live in a country where you're allowed to say things. You know, and my personal response to that is, like, all this the hate against gay marriage and all that stuff. I'm like, look, don't quiet those voices. I want to see the snakes in my grass. If you quiet up all these people and push them in the closet, you just let the gay people out of, they're like roaches. They're going to be all in the infrastructure of my house, and I'm not going to see them coming when everything falls apart.
You'd rather shine light on them.
Yes. Say what
know
you
where they
say.
Are.
Yes. And if you don't like what somebody's saying, there's all kinds of buttons to mute, to not see, to hide, to whatever you want to do. As long as they're not talking about physically coming to someone's house and hurting someone, you should be able to say whatever you want to say. Yeah, and deleting something and deleting the core of your business is a slippery slope, because when do you stop? Because everything's offensive to somebody.
Where do we stop? But that's a question.
I mean, I think that there's also, though, that you know, when, you know, you build a community like this, and I'm someone who's built communities in the past.
Yes.
Is that if you let them become overrun with spam or abusiveness or a corrosive kind of dialogue,
right,
it drives out people that have insightful, useful contributions to make.
Right.
And I think the thing about Reddit is, and they've done a great job of, I guess, up until this point, being a place where, yeah, in the margins, there's some terrible stuff.
Right.
But a lot of really great things get generated every day. And there's a lot of very thoughtful people that contribute either links or comments or whatever, you know, to that platform, to that site. And I think that, you know, if you don't have some level, you have to draw a line somewhere. And I think it's, I think you want to, you know, be as open to free speech, and being open to free speech means being open to offensive speech. But you also want it to be a place that just becomes a haven for, you know, bullying, or, I mean, Twitter's facing this problem. Facebook has faced this problem.
Christina, what are your thoughts on the fringe of Reddit? How would you handle it? How has the current management team, Ellen Powell, handled it? Have they handled it well? How much of the issue do you think is just a mismatch of Ellen Powell to this community? And can you actually put rails on a community like Reddit without destroying it? I mean, that's, I think, the key here.
Yeah.
Can we put rails on Reddit, Christina?
No, I don't know if we can. I mean, I think that the doc actually kind of mentioned something interesting. He said something about, you know, when you have kind of a business of doing stuff. I think that what has made Reddit, what the reason that all these problems are happening is that it started out as this site, you know, that was gaining kind of a following, and that Condé paid, what, like $15 million for or something. And they were kind of maintaining on a shoestring budget, and then that got bigger and bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, it started getting real traffic, becoming one of the most visited sites in the world, becoming a real place where you could conceivably make real money off of it. And at that point, all of a sudden, everybody starts paying attention, and they start taking external financing, and in advance, starts realizing, hey, this thing that we bought and kind of ignored could have the potential to be a real cash cow because it's getting so much real traffic. And so when it becomes a business, the paradigm changes, right? So you could, before, when it's just kind of, you know, c'est la vie, you can talk about it being kind of a free speech haven place, both for good and for ill. And I'm personally a believer in free speech, even when that means, and especially when it means, you know, awful speech. You know, that's the stuff you need to protect the most. But at the same time, there's a way to balance, I think, speech and also making a community that people actually want to be a part of. I think the challenge with Reddit is taking what had been a pretty freewheeling community, and one that we see in this instance where literally the users have been able to kind of shut the site down because they're able to take it private, whereas the people who run the site, who own the site, the actual employees, can't do anything to get it up again. When that can happen, I think that kind of shows how ill-prepared this company is for dealing with the realities of having this really kind of weird fringe community that is also happens to be a huge hub of traffic. And so they want to profit off of it, but they don't really know how to harness in the community that is built up around it, primarily because it was kind of where anything could go. I don't have the answer to that, but I don't think what they're doing is the right way to do it, especially with the messaging. I think that it'd be one thing if they said, look, we're not banning you from talking about these topics. The reason we ban these communities is because the people in them started to harass individuals and go after them in their real life. Mm. And that becomes a problem. And that's why they're shutting them down. I think if you explain things that way, rather than kind of, oh, we've got this anti-harassment policy and this other stuff, that's when people start to go, wait a minute. It's great for everybody to be nice to one another, but this is the internet and this is Reddit. And part of the deal is that people say, you know, terrible, hateful things. And this is the same company that a couple of years ago was defending, you know, some of the upshot, you know, communities and saying, we're not going to delete this stuff. And because it's not illegal, even though it's distasteful. Okay. So I don't know.